Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thankfully, Jake Fisher hasn't heard the last 3 minutes of this show and still has been kind enough to join us. Jake, most people don't. Jake, were you ever a wrestling fan?
I was a SmackDown Friday night.
Okay.
I was a big Dave Bautista, Rey Mysterio, way back in the day.
Okay. Unfortunately, Rey Mysterio is still wrestling, so he's like Jake Fisher way back then. Yeah. Oh, yes. He won't stop.
And his son is a star now.
Facts.
I mean, that makes sense. Yeah. In like the NBA, everyone's the son of a guy. Of course, that would happen in the WWE. Right?
Yeah, Michael Thompson is a very good basketball player. He's very important to the Lakers. He's Rey Mysterio. Clay, that's Dom.
Oh my God.
But you would love this, Jake. It's like if Bronny hated LeBron. That's why he's a star.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah. He's a heel.
Yes.
There you go. Yeah. Great there you go. Jake Fisher, kind enough to join us. Jake, you had Kings fans talking over the weekend prior to, of course, their current win streak of 2, which I'm not trying to minimize. Last night's win against Minnesota was really impressive. But this has obviously been a really frustrating season for Kings fans and certainly for Scott Perry in the organization that he took over. What have you been hearing around the league as it pertains to this crop of older and often very expensive basketball players?
Yeah, I mean, the Kings right now on November 25th, 2.5 weeks away from that December 15th official start of, you know, when guys can be traded who sign contracts this summer. Like, we're all trying to figure out who are going to be the buyers, who are going to be the sellers. And I think figuring out the sellers sometimes is even more important, right? And the Kings are right at the top of the list. Like, they are definitely signaling the teams, call, make your best offers. Not because we're, you know, working on a time crunch here, but like, start to test us and show us what you're willing to put up for these guys. Because, yeah, I think under this new direction under Scott Perry, I think this group recognizes that a rebuild is what is in the best interest of this organization long term. And you've heard Scott say it publicly. You read about it in his interview on the record with Sam Amick this week about patient and wanting to do this thing the right way. I think that is all total direct messaging of we're going to be bad for several years now behind a Keegan Murray, Nick Clifford, whoever this top pick that's going to be coming in the door come June is going to be.
So, Jake, let me ask you this, though. Is this a new thought process from the Kings? Like, a lot of people, you know, read, you know, what you wrote and see the interview with Sam Amick, and they're like, oh, man, the Kings, because they've started so bad, they're – you know, ready to turn the page? Or is this something that you've consistently heard about the Kings since Scott Perry took over?
I think from what I have heard, Scott was starting to tell agents around the league during their approach for this upcoming season and building this roster that this was probably where he wanted to go. And I think, you know, that clip that obviously he had to address about him not liking Zach LaVine from whatever podcast appearance on his back in the media, like, he said all the right things about that, right? But I just don't think that he came into this situation and the people he brought in alongside with him saw this group and really saw a playoff team. And honestly, I don't know how you could. Like, it's, I mean, Kings fans don't need to hear me say this to know it, that this is the same iteration with Domas Sabonis in place of Nikola Vucevic that was running a 500 ball club in Chicago, right? With DeMar and Zach LaVine. And there's not a lot of, I mean, as great as Keegan is, and, you know, his contract extension, I think, will definitely age pretty well for both sides. He's still not like a blue chip. He's not a Jalen Johnson even, let alone a Cade Cunningham. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I think the Kings, while they have all their picks and a couple plus extra from San Antonio, what have you, they're not sitting in a really enviable position to add to this group either. So I just think it's pragmatic to look at this. And also a big puzzle piece to all this. If they really thought they were going to win and this group was going to be competing in the West and this was the head coach that was going to do that, they would have given Dunk Christie more than 2 years. Like, I think this was definitely let's get the new bodies in the building. Let's, you know, Christie got the job, however he got the job. I don't really know too much definitively there, but you hear a lot of, you know, whispers about, you know, getting close to Vivek and whatnot. And that's kind of how things have gone in the last 12 years of his stewardship of the franchise. I don't think there was a major plan that, like, this group with this coach was going to be competing in the West for years to come.
Jake, there's a lot there. You mentioned, you know, who around the league is sellers. You talked about the Sacramento Kings being at the top of the list. We've asked questions about, yeah, well, what does it look like when you have, you know, potentially two near $50 million guys, you know, $40 to $50 million guys available on your roster, but there's a situation where Anthony Davis could also be available. Does the team take a chance on him? Like, we've wondered if Ja Morant's going to be available, if Trae Young is ultimately going to be available by Atlanta. It feels like there's a lot of expensive contracts potentially available, and then when that all comes into focus, how appealing are Domantas Sabonis and Zach LaVine if those other guys are in fact available?
Yeah, I think I wrote this in the story. We cut something that we're putting in next week about AD, about how, like, definitely I talked when I was calling on Zach specifically and asking people specifically about Sabonis, multiple front office guys said to me something to the effect of, well, I want to know what it costs to get AD before I talk about Sabonis. And I think that's kind of how the market works in free agency, and it works at the trade deadline year over year. Like, you're going to have your guys by position, and you're going to have your top guy, and everyone else is going to fall in line. And everyone does expect Anthony Davis to become available in earnest at some point here when he comes back for Dallas and he's healthy, ideally, and he shows that he's still capable of being Anthony Davis, and not just a name that has a resume attached to it in the past, right? The tricky thing that is going to impact AD, which actually could work in Sabonis' favor, is that AD's up for a contract extension, and that's going to be very, very pricey. On the flip side, you bring it to Zach LaVine, you talk about him making near $50 million. The fact that he's got this player option for next year, I also did hear multiple people say to me that, well, maybe if we could get him to tear up that player option and agree to a shorter or a lower average annual value, longer-term deal, that maybe that could increase his value. So I just say those two things to show you the two ends of the spectrum of these extensions that are looming are going to impact a lot of these guys. And we saw that at last year's trade deadline too, where Jimmy Butler only wanted to go somewhere where he was going to get an extension, and he kind of controlled that. But it's not even a control situation where, like, Toronto went out and got Brandon Ingram because they knew the type of money he would be interested in. They thought that'd be a worthwhile gamble. The cost wasn't very much. It was like a first round pick. And now you're seeing what he's doing for the Raptors. So I think those contract extension expiration details are also going to be a factor into all these guys. Trae Young's got a player option for next year too.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Yeah.
Let me ask about two other guys here in Sacramento. Malik Monk and Keon Ellis. And there was a lot of talk in the summer about Malik Monk's market and all this other stuff. We absolutely love the guy here. Like, we don't want him to go at all. But Scott Perry may have different feelings based kind of on the contract. We're hoping he changes his mind. But what's the market that you've been able to hear for a guy like Malik Monk? And then another guy that we love out here, Keon Ellis, what's the market that you're hearing for him?
Yeah, the Malik thing is confusing to me too, because I think he's awesome. And it's funny, whether it's him, whether it's Norm Powell, Bogdan Bogdanovich has kind of fallen off a cliff of late as he's gotten older, but him like a couple years ago. For some reason, when these scorers come up and they get their payday that they deserve, all of a sudden the league just has some type of souring on their contract value. Mm-hmm. But then like Norm Powell gets traded to Miami and he's doing great there, just like he would have because he's Norm Powell. So for some reason, Malik Monk has that type of stink to him because he's got 18 average annual value, and he's got a player option coming up right in the future that he's probably going to take, unless there's some, you know, situation where, like we're talking about with Zach earlier, where he gets to a spot, or maybe it's Sacramento, even still flash forward a couple years down the road, where there's some synergy to figure out a way to decline that and get a new deal down. But for Malik, like outside of Detroit, with that glimmer, that window where it might have been a sign and trade where Dennis came in and Malik went back, I really did not hear of something that, I mean, maybe there was something that I just didn't learn, but I did not hear of a team or a situation that was coming together for him. You know, he was the salary that the Kings wanted to send out the door for Jonathan Kuminga and all those kind of hypothetical situations, and the Warriors just did not like his contract there. So I'm with you guys. I think Malik is super talented. He's obviously a pretty fun, you know, good culture locker room guy. I remember when I was there in 2022 and he had the whole Band-Aid thing going on. And there, I saw all the Band-Aids in Golden 1 in the crowd. So I know he's a fan favorite, but that contract value is just – it's not high around the league right now. On the flip side, Keon's making damn near a minimum, and like the whole league wants him. But he's got an extension coming up in March too, and it's tricky because – he might be someone that Sacramento has to part with in order to offload one of those veterans. He also is someone that, you know, if you are going into this rebuild, he's only 25, a two-way player, that I could totally see that group wanting to keep him around to grow with these young guys. Then again, like, why isn't he playing? Like, that's something that I know Kings fans are wondering. It's something rival teams are wondering. I don't have the answer. I have not gotten a definitive answer as to why his minutes are down this year when this team is underperforming in theory, and he is a damn good two-way player. I don't, that's a mystery right now.
Yeah, there's probably a lot of discussions to have regarding Keon Ellis. You mentioned the Malik Warriors thing a few minutes ago. How do you think they'd feel about Domantas Sabonis?
It's an interesting question. And I think it would have made more sense once upon a time than it does now. I think he fits their scheme perfectly. But at this point, it's like a salary matching question. And so Kuminga's obviously 25. That's a big chunk of it. But then, like, to really get to him now, when I don't know if, like, if the war are the Warriors looking at him and all his defensive issues and saying, like, that's worth it as a trade-off for, you're gonna have to then put in at least Pods or something, like I'm not saying necessarily him, but from a salary matching standpoint, like, the Warriors don't have a lot of mid-tier salaries. Mm-hmm. It's Buddy Hield, who they've never wanted to give up. It's
Moses Moody, I'm sure.
Moody, who they haven't wanted to give up. And that was a big piece in the Kuminga sign and trade stuff as well. Like, as much as they didn't like Monk, for every reason, I don't remember the exact specific, like, what the framework was, but Golden State was adamant they did not want to part ways with either Buddy Hield or Moses Moody in anything this summer. So I really doubt they would want, especially now that they have Al Horford in there too, who's not exactly Domas, but, like, in theory, they're kind of cut from a similar stencil. And I don't think they'd want to sacrifice the shooting for a non-shooting big. And that's the big issue with Domas across the league. For as great as an offensive hub as he is, he does not protect the rim, and he does not shoot threes. So in today's NBA, if you don't do either of those things as a big man, it's hard to really see, like, obvious fits for him. For personnel wise, I totally get why you put him in Golden State, because you could just close your eyes and see him doing DHO stuff and stuff out of that dunker spot and what have you. But that pinch post where, you know, they're running all the split cuts and all that type of stuff, he'd be great there. I just don't think the trade off defensively and the trade off salary matching wise would be of interest to them.
Jake, we appreciate you, man. Thanks for your terrific reporting, not just on Sacramento, but around the league, and always carving out a few minutes for us, my man.
More wrestling talk when you come back.
Good luck watching that team. I hope they give you guys some more positivity.
Hey, sometimes. We're on a win streak, baby. We really weren't sure that was going to happen this year, so we're on a win streak. I'll take it.
Keep it going. All right.
Appreciate you. That's our man, Jake Fisher, right there.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.